Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are now into the third hour here. This is our last segment with our guest. We'll come back and take the rest of your calls on the issue we've been discussing here. It all began with the First Amendment discussion of how they have a truck with a picture of an abortion on the side of it, a dead baby, and they said, oh, you can't do that, and selectively had him arrested and fined, and he's facing 6 months in jail, and it's just horrible. But earlier caller was asking you, I believe Allison in California, about this particular abortionist there in Kansas who was doing some rituals. Is that accurate?
Yes, and let me get to that in just a second. I just wanted to just ask a quick question, answer it to yourself. Listen to the callers as they've come through and the mental gymnastics that they've gone through in order to justify child killing. And it's what George Tiller does here in Wichita, Kansas. He's a member in good standing of his Reformation Lutheran Church. He brings in an apostate pastor to baptize these babies. He'll sell you a keepsake urn after he incinerates the bodies of these babies. After he baptizes them, he'll sell you the urn, put the ashes in there, and send you home with them. There's some bizarre rituals that he does. He'll take pictures of the babies. If you want to have some postnatal pictures of your aborted baby with a crushed skull, he'll provide you those pictures. There's a little room that he's got set aside in his abortion mill. Where
sounds like a snuff film production company.
You know, that's exactly what I said, and I think he's got a very strange, bizarre mental condition because it's a bizarre fascination with
death.
Well,
let me just say this. Earlier, we were pretty nice to one of those callers, and then during the break, he just called up yelling, cussing, threatening, and I was just like, whoa, you know, how he's going to stomp us into a mud hole and all this stuff, and I'm just like, man, you know, I wish you had that much passion for these poor babies. I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing, Troy.
It shocks me every time to listen to people's explanations as to why they think it's okay to kill children, and I think it's very, very simple, that these are weak and helpless individual babies that are created in the image and likeness of God, and we as men and women, fully capable of protecting them, we have a mandate in society.
Well, I love this argument is that, well, nobody wants these babies. There are more people wanting to adopt every year than there are abortions. And I know people that, you know, adopt disabled children.
Well, you know, to answer Mary's question, I felt so bad for her. She said that she wished she had been aborted because of the abuse in her past, and I know that she's undergoing a lot of pain, and perhaps she feels that way, but the truth is she still eats every day, and she still drives her car, and she still cares for herself. She doesn't wish that she was aborted.
And I'd imagine there's people that love her, and I would imagine she's touched a lot of people.
I was adopted at birth, and perhaps I could go through the various stories why I think that I should not have been adopted, and I should have been aborted instead. But the fact of the matter is I'm here, and I choose every morning to wake up and put my pants on, put my boots on, and get out and make a difference in society to make it better for the next children, the next generation, so that they're not abused.
All right. Well, you've got to go. We got loaded phones here for you, but I'll come back and take those calls. And Mary's still there, I guess, in the last minute.
You're doing a great job, Alex.
Well, thank you, sir. Why don't you plug the website for folks?
It's operationrescue.org, www.operationrescue.org. We've got an excellent expose coming out on George Tiller and all these bizarre things that we're talking about. And just send me an email. I'd be happy to get that out to you.
All right. Well, Troy Newman, president of operationrescue.org, appreciate you coming on and keep up your great work.
God bless you now.
Take care. Even if you're for abortion out there, could you disagree with Troy Newman for trying to convince women not to do this? That's his First Amendment. He's just trying to, you know, to influence people's free will. It's your free will to be evil or be good. And I am blown away. I'm going to have to do more on this because look at some of the venom. And then some of the people that sound real friendly is going, well, nobody wants these babies. You know, it's abusive not to kill them. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rod, you're so
funny. They go. Into you, into your children,
your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, PureTech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
PureTech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The PureTech Pure Air System. Online at PureTech.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're now 8 minutes and roughly 20 seconds into the third hour of this global transmission. I'm going to just run through the 5 callers we've got online, and then I'm going to go the first 5 we've got here online, and then I'm going to go back into a bunch of news we haven't gotten to yet, and then we'll take more calls after that. But Mary in Maryland was saying that she wishes she was never born, that she'd been aborted. And, I value your life, Mary, and obviously you value it. You're alive right now. This culture of death seems to be really strong here.
Well, your argument would make more sense if women did not suffer really horrific complications from childbirth, which I have become aware of. I lost a friend who suffered a rare complication. She had an estrogen-sensitive face cancer, and after she gave birth, her face cancer returned, and it destroyed her face.
And let me stop you again. What you're saying is that childbirth's hard on women.
Yes.
And so basically, ma'am, this is life on the planet Earth. This is how mammals procreate. This is how we're here. You're saying the process of life. We're all going to die. We all have problems. Every man who lives long enough will get prostate cancer, so we just stop and kill all men at birth so no one ever gets prostate
early cancer.
Sounds like you have trouble with life itself. It's a process.
Would you want to lose your wife in a horrible childbirth? I don't think so.
Wait, what are you saying? You're saying that you wish you'd been aborted. I don't understand. I mean, are you saying...
Well, my mother, she disfigured my face. And I would rather not have lived than for her to have trafficked me for medical experiments.
I'm going to let you go. This is too far out for me, okay? I am pretty freaked out right now, okay? Women have problems with childbirth sometimes, and it'll change their bodies. And so, funny, every woman I know just loves childbirth, and it's the most magical thing, and they bloom after having children, and are just obviously the most amazing of the two sexes. And I want to thank my grandmothers. I want to thank my great-grandmothers. I want to thank my great-great-grandmothers. I want to thank my family line going back to the caves in Germany and, you know, the mud huts in Scotland and in England. I really want to thank the women and for being human beings and having children. And I want to thank the men who struggled to build this country with their wives. I mean, this is just culture of death, folks. I feel like I've walked into a loony bin or something. I know we got loaded phones with folks that have been wanting to agree, and frankly, we've been hanging up on people that agree so we could get people in that disagree. But, I mean, when it gets that nuts, I can't even respond to it. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean to you out there. I love life, and I feel the evil growing everywhere in every way. I see it happening, every form of wickedness, and I'm blown away. I'm blown away here. Let's talk to Wendy in Wisconsin. Wendy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Wendy.
I wanted to tell you, I look at the Bible in Psalms 139 and says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works that my soul knoweth right well. Many years ago, I'm a product of a person. I aborted a child. That was God's child. That was not for me to do. It has bothered me. I am a saved person. By God's mercy, I'm forgiven. But it's hard to forgive yourself. These people that are selfish, that want to destruct the life of a child, what part of God's word don't they understand, Alex?
We are a very, very, very selfish society, and abortion has swollen the ranks of the New World Order. And once people have been involved in it, they become very hateful if they don't get out of it and repent of it. And they then promote every other form of wickedness. And it's just, I mean, I'm speechless.
I can understand that, Alex, because these people that come on and say this and that, Mary, my heart just grieves for her. I mean, that is totally wrong. I am so happy that my mom did not abort me, even though she believes in abortion.
Well, she's saying birth is tough on women. Let's abort the babies.
Well, that's wrong.
That's the end of human existence. It's just death. It's death, death, death.
Well, you know what, Alex? As you know just as well as I know, God says we are born and we're going to die. That is a part of life no matter what happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, what we're saying is life's hard.
That's right.
So, I mean, folks, if life was 10 times harder, I would want to live.
Me too.
I mean, life is incredible.
Yeah.
The experiences, the smells, the, you know, the love, the all of it. I mean, we're here for this small space and time and eternity in these experiences, and you know, and that's what the Bible says. Satan hates it. He hates life. He loves death, and our culture is going to hell.
Well, true, and he hates us because we're made in God's image. And the thing is I look at this, and look where he's using it. Let's kill the babies. Let's do this. Let's do that.
We are an incredibly decadent, pompous, self-centered society.
Yes. And people want more and more and more, and let's get rid of all this. It basically is a disposable society.
Well, they sold this idea of eugenics. Let's get rid of the infirm because it cost us too much money and insurance. You know, it's just, it's sick.
Well, I guess I'll be the next one, Alex, because I am a diabetic. So whatever happens, I'll be before my Lord and Savior. But that's the same thing. I mean, you know, get rid of these people. You know, they're handicapped. They're doing whatever. They're costing insurance, whatever. No, God says we're to be in this world, and when he takes us out, that's when it's supposed to be.
Unbelievable. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Robert in Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air.
And I was a blue baby at birth. And
okay. What's a blue baby?
It's where you don't, it's where your heart valve clogs up and you pass out.
Oh, yeah, the valves don't open, yeah.
And they tell you to keep you off of the side you're laying on, what the family doctor said. When I was out for an hour before they got me back to, I was born and home. And you know when you're out for an hour, it's going to do damage to the brain when blood don't flow up there. So,
yeah, my father didn't start breathing, I think, for 6 minutes. He almost died, but he's got about 165 IQ. Much smarter than I am.
I don't have 165 IQ because there's a car dealer that crawled and committed criminal stuff on me out on the motor mound. They absolutely run my credit. And I hope the Veterans for Equal Rights Texan Advocacy helps me out with a court suit against that.
Hey, Robert, I appreciate the call, my friend. BD in Pennsylvania, then Jack, John, Phyllis, and others. Go ahead, BD.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Yes.
Just to make it real quick and straight to the point, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, I got three wonderful children myself. It's kind of an ironic situation. Say my wife was raped, all right? Say she was raped, and, I mean, she wound up pregnant. I mean, I'm going to let you go after this, but I'm not going to, what would you do, you know? What would you do? I mean,
well, I certainly wouldn't blame that child, and I know a lot of women who've been raped to take a victory out of it and raise that child, and it turns out to be a wonderful person.
What I'm looking at is the husband. I mean, it's not the husband's son. You know, it's quite touchy. It's quite touchy.
Well, I know this. I mean, let's say there was an axe murderer, and the police bust in, and there's a one-year-old child he has. I mean, do the police take the child to prison too?
Now,
this is a different human being, and look, these are the arguments, okay, and I mean, I think I've read there's a couple thousand rape pregnancies a year, and then they say, well, we got to keep abortion legal for in case of rape, and so my question is, you know, somebody's wife is raped, so let's commit the bigger crime of killing the child.
Well, the adoption would be the best route then.
I was about to say, absolutely. That's what most of the women in the stories I've read give the baby up for adoption. That's just a horrible story. I'm sorry that happened to your wife.
It never happened to my wife. It's just a
hypothetical
example.
Yeah. What would you all see didn't happen to you? What would you, I mean, I was about to ask what happened to the scumbag, but, again, they use these arguments, but then we have 45 million abortions, hundreds of millions worldwide, and now it's let's kill people begging for food and water. Well, let's allow the killing of children up to 2 years. Well, let's this is the government grabbing millions of children every year from good homes because they care about the children so much. The government's five times more likely to abuse your child in their custody, and they're the same government promoting abortion. Thanks for the call, BD.
Thank you.
Jack in Colorado. Jack, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Jack.
Good to talk to you again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So much I want to say about this. Back around 7 years ago, my ex-fiance and I had an abortion, and it's true that it's something that's incredibly difficult to forgive yourself over, knowing that I could have I could be the father of a seven-year-old right now is painful to think about. And considering the cases of rape, it's just another example of how we need to be supporting each other in this life, and how there are so many deep root issues that why would men even want to rape women? There's something really sick going on in there. And if there's anything worthwhile devoting socialized tax money towards, it would be towards supporting young pregnant women and helping them be good, responsible mothers who are going to be contributing to making this world a better place.
But then
place.
Again, you have an evil government who's pushing abortion. Any help they give is with the strings attached to break up the family and prepare that young child for prison as a prison laborer. I tell you what, stay there, Jack. I'll let you finish up. Take a few more calls, and I'm going to Tell you what, I'll take the folks that are online, and then that's it, because I'm going to get into news. Everybody stay there.
Hey, boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com, we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we have a country made up of people that are wimps. And I hate to say that. I am, too. You know, I told the story earlier this week of I couldn't find my baseball cap. I wear a baseball cap when I go to the gym. I've been going to the gym 5 days a week. For years, I got out of it. I'm getting back into it. And couldn't find my baseball cap. And when I go to the gym without a baseball cap, I can't work out because people all recognize me. was at the number one TV show in Austin, according to Reader's Poll. I'm not bragging. I'm just explaining the story. And I can't get a workout in. But for some reason, if I wear a baseball cap, people don't come over to me. And so I couldn't go to the... I'd gone to the gym a few days without it, and I couldn't get anything done. So I'd gotten off the TV show, and everything was closed except for Slave Mart. And I did it. I get on air and tell you not to go to Walmart, and then I pull into Walmart, and I go into Walmart, and I buy the goods. I ended up buying some batteries and a blue baseball cap. I couldn't find one that wasn't made in China, so I had to go buy a Remington baseball cap. I did find some made in Mexico stuff in the sporting goods area. So that's kind of how it works with abortion. A lot of people have been involved in abortions. And so instead of admitting that you're wrong about it, you just make excuses. And look at where it's led us. You know, Hitler was for abortion. Hitler was for gun control. You go, well, maybe Hitler was, you know, some of the liberals will go, well, he didn't have all bad ideas. We got a lot of liberals listening to this show because I'll expose Bush. Okay, but, and a lot of you woken up to the New World Order, but you still have a lot of your old ideas. And somebody to say, hey, you've lost a lot of listeners, you know, saying you're against abortion, I could care less. I mean, they could stick my head in a guillotine right now and say, renounce your beliefs or we'll cut your head off. I'd say, well, go ahead and pull the switch, Bubba. I mean, I've been through a lot I don't talk about, folks. I'm not going to stop for anything, for anybody, because I know I'm right. And you can tell me, well, don't thump your Bible on me. Well, just common sense, not even the Bible, tells us this is all wrong. But yes, I am a Christian. Does that mean I'm a neocon whore telling you how good the Patriot Act is? No. Does it mean I'm telling you how good George Bush is? No. But, you know, turn on the news, turn on the TV shows. Half the sitcoms are about witches. They're promoting Harry Potter in all the schools. They're promoting Eastern mysticism and all the big corporations. But that's all okay. Hey, that's all right. Why are you so threatened by a religion that says, don't cheat on your wife, don't, you know, commit murder, don't kill innocent people? Why are you so threatened by that? You know, you think it's all designed to make your life easy, and the New World Order's made it real easy for you. They have greased the skids right into a vat of lava for your hind end. You're not going to have to wait to die and go to hell. Let's say you don't believe in hell. Well, I think Stalin created hell. I think Hitler created hell. Mao created hell. Kim Jong-il created hell in North Korea. So when you become decadent or ignorant or dumbed down or enslaved, you get hell on earth. You get hell on earth. You're not going to have to wait, folks. You're going to enjoy it right here. And, you know, you can say, well, I don't believe in you reap what you sow. Well, that's ridiculous. Even if you don't believe in God, if you've got a decadent, corrupt society of neighbors that don't care about neighbors and families that don't care about families and governments run by corrupt people with a population that's given up on standing up against corruption and just accepted it, you get a waxing wickedness. You get an expansion of corruption. It always happens. And the most evil people rise to positions of power because only they can live with themselves and carry out the evil. They don't have a conscience. And so being moral, being upright, having standards, builds a successful society. And it's very rewarding. You know, every time in my life I've done bad things, it's come back on me. That's just the way it works. And so God doesn't have to judge us. In fact, the Bible says he just lets our own evil come back on us. He just doesn't protect us. God just steps out of the way. That's what happens. You know, we allow 45 million abortions. So we're going to have a government that's going to kill all of us when we're old or sick. All these folks that are for abortion are going to, you know, have their lives cut short. And a lot of us who were against it. You know, we're all just in this big pot together now. We'll come back, take five more calls, and I mean just bam, 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 and then I'm going into a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Take a few final calls, get into some other key news today. Been an amazing show, very revealing. Last night, one of my friends came up to the TV studio and he said, yeah, I took a bunch of old books to Half Price Books in Austin, big chain here in Texas, to sell them. And I was going to, sell them, and I went back to the back, and they pulled out a big police ledger with APD on it. We're filling out my name and driver's license number and the books I was selling them and all of that. And then, you know, they claimed, oh, well, it's the new pawn shop law we have to do now. See how that sounds good before? Oh, well, at pawn shops, you've got to mark down what you sold in case it's stolen. Now it's what books you're selling. And Barnes and Nobles and Borders have admitted that the FBI demands the book purchase records, what you're reading. It's happening in the libraries now, and it's all the Patriot Act. And I just I'd forgotten about that, and I decided during the break to call Half Price Books, and I talked to them for about 2 minutes, and they said, yeah, everybody, everything you sell us, it's all marked down in the police ledger, and a record of it is sent to the police department. And I had a caller yesterday, and he said, well, you know, the Library Association's liberal, and they're against the Patriot Act and knowing what we read. How do you defend yourself being, you know, basically in with those liberals? What does that even mean? You know, that we don't want what we read being marked down as a record. And, well, that's a liberal group that's against that, so are you a liberal? You know, it's just any way to not face what's happening. And here we have, you know, just calmly you go in at Half Price Books. That's what they do is buy your books. And now you go in, and whether it's one book or 50, I was asking her, they mark down everything about it, and it goes in a big official police ledger that they store. Storing what we read, why it might have been stolen books. This is just incredible. But let's go back to Jack in Colorado. Let him finish up what he was saying, that John, Phyllis, Jim, and Rebecca, and that's it for calls. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Really quickly, I go to a really great school. Even though it's hopelessly liberal, it's full of really wonderful people. And there's going to be what looks like a New World Order forum led by Jim Garrison and Bernard Leader about their book, America as Empire. And this Bernard Leader is from the Gorbachev Foundation. Anyway, it's going to be 12 p.m. Monday at the Nalanda campus in Boulder, Colorado, 63rd and Arapaho, $15 to the public, 303-245-4800. And I was hoping you could give me a suggestion of a line of questioning. If I get an opportunity to ask them a question, what could I say that would do a good job of exposing what they're about to the public in a way that people would...
Well, Gorbachev, and thanks for the call, Gorbachev is the left-wing arm of the New World Order. He was on the base closing commission. He's been given the Presidio base in San Francisco. And they give you a left-wing and a right-wing brand of New World Order, but it's administered identically. It's the same system. And so I would just expose them on that fact. And I would also go through, you know, how Russia was never really reformed. They just went, quote, from communism to fascism, which is really the same thing, command and control. I would tell them, shame on you for trying to act like the UN is the good liberal world government and Bush is the evil right-wing government when it's all the same system. I would expose that. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Gorbachev was arrested by Yeltsin for stealing $3 billion, so that might be one interesting point. Alex, have you seen the silent movie Cabaria about Molech?
No, I haven't.
It's an Italian 1914, has a giant statue of Molech, where a Roman cult cooks children alive. It's creepy. It looked just like Bohemian Grove.
Where did you see this?
Turner Classic Movies. I don't know if it's on video or not. They've got it copy guarded. You can't copy it off the TV.
Oh, really? How does that work?
It's the only channel that does that, fortunately. But how many abortions are done in America every year?
I think it's, what, 4.5 million?
Yikes. Well, add to that 300,000 confessed iatrogenic murders by doctors. So doctors kill, you know, nearly 5 million Americans a year. So that, you know, you got to balance the.
And they no longer give the Hippocratic Oath either.
Well,
do no harm. That's gone.
And you got to add 60 million genocides of Indians and African slaves. So, you know, we're in dangerous.
Times. You know, those African slaves weren't having a good time in Africa. So what if half of them died on the ships over? You know. They would have been abused as children, so we just killed them. You know, that's the argument we heard.
Well, the argument some of the black professors make is that they would have, escaped and blended into society, but being the wrong skin color, they couldn't blend in. So it's not like they were inferior. It's just that their skin color did not allow them to blend in if they escaped.
It's amazing, but according to these arguments, those Africans wouldn't have had good lives, so what if half of them died on the ships? You know, abortion's good. Thanks for the call. It's totally sick, folks. Let's go ahead now, and let us speak to Phyllis in Missouri. Phyllis, go ahead.
Hi, Alex, I was listening to church, and D. James Kennedy, the minister, was saying that... young women who have abortions have something like a 800% chance of getting breast cancer because of all of the hormones that are in your body designed to make the baby just go fluey, and they develop breast cancer. And then
that's not their opinion. I've seen the major medical reports. I don't have them in front of me, but it is almost 1,000% increase. In a bunch of different cervical, breast, you name it, because it messes up the whole cycle. But when a woman brings a baby to term, that then massively reduces, for each child they have, the amount of breast cancer and other cancers they have. And when a woman breastfeeds, even just one child, their lifespan, I think, different studies, a woman's lifespan for every child she has increases by 6 years. A woman breastfeeds, it increases by 8 years. So you talk about fountain of youth. I mean, Absolutely, but you terminate that, it runs haywire in you.
And then I think in middle age they end up getting uterus cancer. Women
yeah,
have
it's,
abortions.
Yeah, it's all those different diseases of all increase.
Well, they're killing the mothers too. Why don't they kill them?
Oh, but according to this earlier lady, it's very hard on women. Birth is a bad thing.
Well, whatever.
This is what we're designed to do, folks. I don't have to explain this, but
it's a big penalty if you mess up nature.
Thanks for the call. Very informative. And yes, you're right. I should have pointed that out. Jim in Michigan, go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you. I was a couple short things. My mother told me, she says, Jim, if it was between me and the baby, the new life gets a chance. That's another soul for heaven. This is just a testing deal, and it's a short life. Our home is not here. It's in the next life. And I saw a bumper sticker, and I went and found it again and wrote it down. My God, they are treating the treasures of the womb like some kind of disgusting parasite.
That's what they call it. I mean, well, then look at yourself in the mirror. This is the life cycle. This is the miracle. This is humanity. This is the soul.
It better a hard birth than hell forever. Huh?
Well, absolutely. Thanks for the call. Amazing points. These are all great callers. And again, the phone has been open if you disagree. We've had three or four of those today. I think that's a record. Let's talk to Rebecca in Texas. Last caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to say something and make a point, and I'll let you go. People make choices, and it makes it affects people's lives, the choices they make.
Yeah, people make the choice to go out and have sex, and then they kill a baby because they're selfish.
Well, here's case one. I've got cases here. There's a preacher and his wife. They're very, very poor. They already have 14 kids. Now she finds out she's pregnant with the 15th. They're living in tremendous poverty, considering their poverty and excess world population. Would you consider they get an abortion?
Well, absolutely not, and that's a ridiculous case point example. Hey, let me stop you. Hutton Gibson had 10 children and adopted another one. They wanted more. And did you know that the entire family's successful? It's not just Mel Gibson who's successful. They're all successful. I've met the family, a bunch of them. Beautiful, amazing, smart people. He has 11 children. I forget how many grandchildren. This is a joke. And this whole line about there's too many children, we're too overpopulated. The Western world has a 3% on average loss of population. They have billboards in Germany and Italy saying, please have children. The third world is growing in population, but once you industrialize, that stops. So it's all a big fat fraud.
Well, this case one, what I read, if you said yes, that would just been, you would have just killed John Wesley. Now, I'm going to do this right quick and I'll let you go. The father is sick, sniffles, the mother has TB, they have four children. First is blind, second is dead, third is deaf, fourth has TB also, she finds out she's pregnant again. Given the extreme situation, would you consider this person was Beethoven if you would have chose yes? Third case, a white man rapes a 13-year-old girl. She gets pregnant. If you were her parents, would you consider? If you said yes, this was Ethel Waters, the great gospel singer. Case four is the last one. The teenage girl is pregnant. She's not married. Her fiance is not the father of the baby and very upset. Would you consider abortion? If you said yes to the fourth step, you'd just declare murder on Jesus Christ. Okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I've seen that before. Oh, man. Whoa. Just how people can't see what's right in front of their faces. But the society says it's okay. It puts up these arguments and you're young and you go, oh, I can't do that. I'm having too much fun whoring at the bars. I'm having too much fun picking up all these women. I'll just give $300 to her and then I won't have to worry about it. And then you just blasted something beautiful and wonderful that was going to take care of you when you were old. Now you're going to be alone on Thanksgiving. Now you're going to be alone at Christmas. Now you're going to die alone, old, in your apartment with no children around you, with no nothing. You just took the greatest birthright, the most amazing thing we've got, and you flushed it down the toilet. You put it in an incinerator. And a lot of people are for abortion, but then they hear about these folks that are begging for food and water being killed by the government. I mean, we know of hundreds of cases. And they'll go, man, that's horrible. That's just terrible. All right, I'm going to get into some other news here. Heaven help us. Before I do that, I didn't plug the videos last hour. I really should do it this hour. You want to be part of the solution. You want to wake people up to the concentration camps, the foreign troops, the loss of liberty, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, what the New World Order is. Get police state 3 total enslavement. You want to see Congressman Ron Paul talk about globalists running Washington, the coming depression, who the neocons are, the New World Order, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, Cynthia McKinney talking about UN kidnapping rings of children, 9/11, myself getting Patriot Act thrown out with local Austinites, Matrix of Evil, great new film, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. By the way, somebody mail me that video that John was talking about on Turner Classic Movies. What did he call it? Cambria? 1914? Anyway, side issue. Get the films, folks. You need to get these videos. It's very important. You get them, make copies, get them on Access Television, get them out to people. We're waking folks up. People's minds are very open to the truth now. They already have a lot of the pieces of the puzzle. They have the dots. They just haven't connected them. The films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of the 10 videos, and they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on. I have Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsor Terror in the New World Order. There is my book, Ascend to Tyranny, only $12. I've got a lot of other great books and videos by great researchers like Eric Hupschmidt and Tex Mars and Tito Howard with the Loss of Liberty video. Go to InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Link through on the secure online shopping cart and order the films today. Or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase does make this show possible. That's also very important, but secondary. All right, security reigns at Global Economic Forum. The military has surrounded the World Trade Organization meeting in Cancun in Mexico and hundreds of millions of people around the world. And now the security around the Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, is even greater with the military called out. And at that meeting, John Ashcroft arrived and gave a speech about how CEOs need to support the war on terror because it's going to be very profitable. CEOs at Forum assess Al-Qaeda as a business, and that's Associated Press, and they talk about how Al-Qaeda is a business for terrorists. Now, they can have their own business countering that. And then we have Bush pushes for illegals, creating anxious nation. This is how messed up the neocons are. They were in such weird little personal relationships with Bush. I remember people calling and go, Bill Clinton, I feel like he's my father. I just love him. I'm his friend. I'm powerful because he's powerful. Same thing here with neocons. Bush's push for illegals creates anxious nation. Some in therapy, threatening to leave U.S., want to send President Bill for counseling. While President Bush has enjoyed strong support for his handling of the war on terror, his war on terror, he is not. His recent push to provide legal status to millions of illegal aliens is sparking a sudden surge in negative emotions among many Americans. It says the proposal is also a new, frequent topic among those in counseling, with some calling it the last straw in their support for Mr. Bush as they deal with heightening fear and anxiety. They're taking it as a personal slap in the face from the president, says Sally St. Johns, a Las Vegas-based counselor and relationship and self-help professional for Fox Television affiliate KVVU. They see it as selfish, self-serving move on the president's part, and a personal betrayal, and it is triggering, see,
personal betrayal. I've had people go, Bush sent me a photo of him and his wife. He signed it himself.
That's printed, folks. And it's triggering all kinds of family of origin issues. My clients feel betrayed, angry, and scared. It's like having a father that you trusted turn on you, and you don't know what he's going to do next. That's how childish and idiotic these neocons are. They'll be licking his boots during the election. They'll thank him for signing the assault weapons ban. They'll thank him for campaign finance. They'll thank him for open borders by the time they're done and call me a liberal. St. John's says her clients are independently bringing up the immigration proposal during sessions. One is having anxiety symptoms like knifing pains in his heart and sweaty palms. The other one, a guy in his mid-40s, is so anxious he told his mother that he's considering leaving the country. He wants to move to Australia because he's afraid that we're going to be invaded and the borders are going to be non-existent and then we're going to have no safety in this country. Why don't you go fight it and speak out against it, you little wimp? And they say, I feel like my father, George Bush, doesn't like me anymore. He betrayed me.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This article in WorldNet Daily is very sophisticated by Joe Kovacs, because it goes on to say, don't worry, it's not amnesty. And you know, you're good Republicans that would never vote against Bush, so don't worry, it's not amnesty. Folks, I've read the bill. It's blanket total amnesty in perpetuity for anybody who's here or ever gets here. Total legalization. And it brings in unskilled workers, allows them to do that, to pay to bring them in. But this WorldNet Daily article, you ought to read it, and no one should support WorldNet Daily. They're a shameful organization. They used to be pretty good. They've totally sold out. I mean, they'll have a few good articles for every 50 that are just laden with propaganda. But the Republican National Committee says much of the anxiety can be attributed to confusion about the policy. A lot of people think it's amnesty, RNC chairwoman Christine Iverson told WorldNet Daily. It's not amnesty. She says the RNC has received 20 calls on the issue this week. Yeah, right. All of which were against the proposal. Iverson believes once people thoroughly investigate the idea, they'll feel more at ease and support the proposal, and that it will grow. And they got a bunch of people going, the rest of the article, five pages of it are how good it is, and don't worry, keep voting for Bush, he's good. It is not amnesty, Bush says. I mean, what are they? Oh, man, you know, he called an amnesty 2 weeks before 9/11 with Vicente Fox. It's the biggest amnesty ever. Don't worry, though. I've already had neocons confront me on the street and go, it's not. I like Bush, you liberal. Okay, I'm liberal. Enjoy the assault weapons ban. Washington, soldiers' flights home still unpaid. Now the Pioneer Press. And they're charging them for their meals, too. U.S. war on terror may spread to Syria, report says. A new report indicates that Syria may be the next target of the U.S. war on terror. Yeah, try the PNAC documents from 2000. Seven states info store a potent repository of personal data. A federally funded crime database run by seven states, including Ohio, is looking increasingly to privacy advocates like the potent substitute for the data mining program the Pentagon scrapped after public rebuke. They never scrapped it, folks. Just amazing. Prince Charles to be quizzed. Sky Television News, Britain's most senior police officer, will reportedly personally ask Prince Charles if he plotted to kill Diana, Princess of Wales, because her letter said Prince Charles is going to kill me in a fake auto accident, and she did die, and the evidence is she was murdered. Mars orbiter finds water, the AP reports, but you can't believe anything NASA says. That's the problem. We know there's water at the North Pole and South Pole of Mars. You can see it, ice caps, but they make this discovery every few months to excite us. And none of us remember that the discovery was made 60 years ago. CIA, Iraq at risk of civil war. The CIA is saying that they told Bush the week before the State of the Union that it's about to erupt and descend into total civil war by the Shiites, even the groups supporting them. But Bush didn't care. He went into the State of the Union and lied as usual because he's such a good conservative. And a lot of other news here. UM researchers, burning fossil fuels has a measurable cooling effect on climate. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Blocks out the sun. And the skies are 20% darker than they were 10 years ago, according to NASA. Atmospheric researchers have provided observational evidence that burning fossil fuels has a direct impact on the solar radiation reflected of clouds, thereby contributing to global climate change, cooling it down. Out of time, folks. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow for Real Talk Radio from 1 to 4. Back on Monday, 11 to 2 and 9 to midnight. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our two main sites. Our backup server site is Infowars.net. Great site. Definitely want to check that out. And there's so much we didn't get to, but we did cover a lot of it. Great show today. Please visit the site, spread the word, and wake up to the corruption and the evil all around us. Just because the world accepts it doesn't mean it's good. We'll be right back tomorrow. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a
single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.